Good morning. It is cold outside, right? Cold outside, but it's warm in here. And not just because the heat is on, but because of God's presence. Amen? Amen. Would you stand with me? Lord, we do. We come with hearts open, Lord, to come into your presence. Lord, we come with lives, Lord, ready to receive what you have for us today. Lord, we choose you this day, Lord. We choose you, Lord. We choose you to serve you. We choose you to be loved by you, Lord, and love you back. Lord, we choose you, Lord, to receive your truths into our lives, Lord, that will bring a greater depth of life in you and freedom in our life. Lord, we thank you, God, that you are doing a work in us, Lord. You've started this work in us, and you're going to be faithful to complete it, Lord. So we yield and we surrender to the work of the Lord in our lives today. Thank you, Jesus. We just thank you, Lord, that you are the one, Lord, that gives us the life and life abundantly, Lord. And we receive that now afresh into our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Breath. He's overcome. He's overcome. just my God. He's overcome it all. I can walk in wholeness, 'cause he's overcome. I can walk in wholeness, 'cause he's overcome. It's my Jesus, my Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
search the world and never find the light you, or the light you. High and low, there's no other like you.
the hunger of God fill us, Lord. Lord, we need you, Lord. We're desperate for you, Lord. Move in this place, Lord, in a significant way. Move in our lives, Lord, in a supernatural way, God. Fire fall down. Fire fall down.
I keep hearing tap into the Holy Spirit. That's kind of like how they used to tap into the ground to get oil. They had to do it first in order to receive back what they were looking for. The woman with the issue of blood, she went against rules, she went against protocol, she went against everything that was normal to reach out and touch the hem of his garment, but that took her doing that in order for his virtue to flow. Have you tapped into the Holy Spirit this morning? Have you put a demand on the Holy Spirit this morning? It's going to take something different than what we've done week after week after week. It's going to take something different. Jesus, we just want to just receive all that you have for us. Help us first to touch you. Yes. Help us to reach out. Yes. Jesus, help us to go against the normal and the protocol of even something maybe we've set for ourselves. Yeah. Jesus, help that thing to just break off of our thinking. Help us to just say, I want more of you, God. I need more of you, God. It's not going to look the same for me as it is for somebody else, but I want more. I need more, God. Help us to reach out in our sickness, in our pain, in our hurt, in our disillusionments. Help us reach out, God. Help us to push the normal things to the side. Help us to fall on the dirt on the ground and crawl after your robe, to reach it, to pull virtue from you, God. I want more of you, God. I need more of you, God. A week ago from yesterday, and yesterday too, we went to see Phyllis in the nursing home. And we prayed for her before we left both times. Y'all, both times. When I laid my hand on her pain, my hand got so hot. It happened both times. And I said something at prayer after we had left and gone to prayer at Herman and Miriam's. And I feel like there's leftover heat for somebody that needs prayer today. Don't go without receiving what you need today. The leftovers never run out. The leftover heat in my hand will never run out. It's like that oil that the woman kept pouring, and it just kept filling until she had filled every vessel on her street. It wasn't just her own vessel. She asked neighbors. God wants to pour that abundance on us today.
Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord, you're all we want, Lord. You're what we desire, Lord. Help that be true in all of our lives, Lord, that you're all we want. Help that be true, Lord, that you're all we desire, Lord. Turn our affections, Lord, towards you. Help us turn our hearts towards you, Lord. Help us remember you, Lord, throughout the day. Someone an opportunity, or many of you an opportunity, to receive prayer. Maybe there's someone here that needs healing. Maybe someone you know needs healing. I just encourage you to come up. Let the fire of God, the heat that's in Gay's hand, that's the Holy Spirit, that's the healing power of God that's resident in all of us. Some of us manifest it a little bit more demonstrative. Come on up. Anyone. Maybe you want to stand in the gap for somebody. There's no distance in the Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So we prayed for healing for bodies. Maybe someone's really needing a healing in their heart, a restoration in their life. It would be ignorant and not very wise for us to just go on when the Spirit of the Lord is here, wants to touch us. Set a table for us. And there's things prepared for each and every one of us. And what a tragedy if we just leave this place today. We didn't get the gift that he set for us or the meal that he set for us. So if that's you and you need like another like fresh dose of God in your life, or maybe you need it just his hand to come in and just touch you and just bring that reality of him resting on you as he does, but the reality in your heart, you sense it. Just come on up and we'll pray for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for touching every life, Lord, that has need in this place, Lord, every life, Lord, that has had something prepared for them today, Lord. I pray that they would reach out and touch you. As Gay said, touch the hem of your garment, that they would feast on what you've prepared for them today, Lord. Jesus, help none of us to leave this place, Lord, empty-handed, still hungry, God. That? Okay. Well, praise God. Thank you. house. Praise God. Well, I know that there's many needs in this house for supernatural touch of healing. They're not necessarily here. So I'm going to start praying for a few. If you realize I'm forgetting somebody, you guys make sure you tell me. But just add your faith to my faith as I pray. And if you feel inspired to come and pray for someone, please come up and pray. Father, we just lift Phyllis right now before your throne of grace. Lord, we thank you for this woman of God, Lord, this faithful one, Lord, this one that looks to you, Lord, for everything in her life, Lord. Lord, she has been faithful, Lord, in the little things, Lord, and I believe that she's faithful in the many as well, Father. And I pray, God, that you would touch your daughter, Lord, from heaven right now. Lord, we pray that this hip area, Lord, that has been had surgery on it, Lord, that it would experience a speedy recovery. Lord, we come against the idea that she's 92 and it's going to take a long time to heal. Lord, you are her healer, Lord. You are her recovery, Lord. You are her therapy, God. And we pray, Lord, that there would be a supernatural touch from heaven, even right now, Lord, as she's doing whatever she's doing, Lord, at Good Sam's, Father. Touch your daughter, Lord, with your healing hand, Lord. Just let her experience, God, a new level, Lord, of mobility. Let her experience a new level of strength, God. Let her experience, Lord, you and your presence in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray that as she's with Ken today and celebrating his birthday, Lord, that it would be a day of refreshing, a day of blessing, and a day of them drawing closer to you and closer to each other in Jesus' name. Right now, Lord, we pray for Bonnie, Lord, in Las Vegas, God, and Tisha, Lord. We pray, God, that you would just send, Lord, your strength to Tisha right now, Lord, that she would just feel the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, Lord, that as she's away and able to spend a little bit of time unplugged, God, I pray that she would plug into you deeper, Lord, and experiencing you in a deeper and mighty way, Lord. Let her be one that imparts life to her mother, Lord. Father, we pray that there would be just a supernatural touch in Bonnie, Lord, with this situation of pain, God, that you would bring the relief. You'd bring wisdom to any doctor, any therapist, or any specialist, God, of what the cause is. And Lord, that you would heal this cause, Lord, that you would allow her, Lord, to live strong and vital for you once again, Lord. We pray, God, that there would be healing in her body in Jesus' name. And healing for her spirit and her soul, Lord. Draw her closer to you, Lord. If she doesn't know you, Lord, we pray that revelation would come to her, Lord, of what you have done for her on the cross, Lord, the work that you've already accomplished, Lord, that she would be able to step into that and give Tisha words to speak life and speak love in the situation. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we lift Lupe before your throne of grace right now, God, and we ask you, Lord, to touch her, Lord. We ask you to eradicate this cancer from her body, Lord, that you would go wherever it needs to go throughout that body, Lord, and just allow your blood cells, Lord, to fight off any cancerous, Lord, any cancerous beginnings or anything that's been established, God. We know that you are her healer, Lord. She is your daughter, Lord, so we pray right now for a supernatural touch from heaven right now for Lupe in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, we just pray that whatever has been attacking her, Lord, would become evident, Lord, and that you would rebuke it in Jesus' name and it would have no power in her life anymore in Jesus' name. That whom the Son has set free is free indeed. We speak freedom over her from this cancer in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ishmael, yep. So is Ishmael, is he at Good Sam's now? He's in Wapato. Okay. Well, Lord, we pray for Ishmael. He fell two stories, correct? Yeah, and so he needs a miracle touch from God. Lord, we just pray right now that you would just heal these bones, heal these tissues, Lord, the soft tissue, Lord, this any organs, anything, Lord, that's been hurt or damaged, Lord, in this fall, God. We pray that you would just reverse, Lord, this curse of this injury right now in Jesus' name and allow the healing hand of God to come to him, Lord. We pray for restoration. We pray for full recovery, Lord. We pray for a speedy recovery, God. And we pray most of all, Lord, that you would touch his heart and his soul and his life, Lord, with your presence in a new dimension, a new way, Lord. Lord, let your hand rest upon him in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Are we missing anybody? Tara, what? Tara, right? She's been fighting. Lord, we pray for Tara right now, Lord, that you would just heal her body. Lord, we pray, God, whatever it is, God, you know, Lord, you know what's going on. We pray that you would bring full healing and full recovery, full restoration, Lord. Lord, and we pray what the enemy has meant for evil in her, you would turn to good, God, in Jesus' name. And that the plans and the purposes and the destiny that you have for her, Lord, would be fulfilled in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name. Who else? Yes. Yes. Yes, we do, Lord. Lord, we pray for Stan, Lord, and pray, God, that this hip surgery that he's waiting on, Lord, that it would open up and that he would have this hip surgery, Lord, that would restore his mobility. God, whatever is holding it up, Lord, we pray that you would just remove that obstacle and allow him to receive this hip surgery. If there's anything, Lord, that you need to do in him, Lord, to prepare, pray that that would happen in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Well, praise God. Do you have another song we could finish with?
Spirit was moving.
A testimony of something the Lord just did for her. So I want everybody to understand what a testimony is. It's when you're speaking it out. It's for others to know that God has done something right here, right now. But it's also spoken out into existence from Gina's mouth. Therefore, the enemy can't come at her and say, oh, that didn't really happen, because she just spoke what God did for her out loud. And so, yes, she can claim that as what God has already done for her.
Amen. So I started doing the Daniel fast like a week early before you guys, the church, had done it. And yesterday was my last full day, and I had been praying and fasting, you know, because I'm like, I need to do it for a reason, you know, and not just for my mom to be healed from, you know, her cancer. She's got sciatica, like, it's really bad. She couldn't even do surgery because her sciatica got so bad that they were like, no, we're not gonna, you know, we're not gonna do surgery. And I was so frustrated because she was in Seattle for two appointments last week for two different, you know, procedures, and she couldn't do it because, you know, because of that. And so I'm like, Lord, why can't we know the answers, what's going on? Why couldn't she just stay in Seattle and do everything? She had to come home without doing anything. And yesterday was my last full day, and then I spent the night at her house last night because somebody had to take care of her. She can't even walk, you know. And so I've been praying and reading my word every night and just praying more and more. And this morning when I woke up with just a knot in my shoulders, like, really bad. And I'm like, what the heck is going on? Like, I don't know. Like, and I just kept like hearing just like, why did you fast? Like, look, nothing happened, you know. And so right now, when Gaylene prayed with me right now, when I just told her what I was going through, she prayed for me, and I just felt like just a lift off my shoulders. And now, like, I can turn my head and everything's fine. And I just started praising God because I know that He has a purpose and a plan for my mom. And even though we can't see it, and I can't make things happen. I can't say you're going to do it now, but God has a purpose and a plan, and it's on His timing. And my sister, I had just read a text she sent me, and she's like, mom's trying to clean everything. She's walking around trying to clean with her walker.
Come on.
And so, like, that's you, what my mom was going through. She couldn't do anything. I was walking her to the bathroom. I was helping her change. I was helping her do everything. So I just thank God for that, because it just lifted. Just now I don't feel that burden anymore. Gaylene was like, you don't have to carry that burden. That's not yours to carry. And so I just thank God for that. And I'm speaking that into existence, like Gaylene said, because I know that God is going to do something great, and He's going to do a miracle in her. She's 87 years old, and she's a faithful woman of God. She has stood in the gap for everyone else. And so that's why I wanted to fast and stand in the gap for her. And
come on.
I know that God has, He's going to do a miracle work in her, and I thank God for that. So yeah. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, we thank you for the work that you're doing for Gina's mom, for Gina, for the kids, God. We just speak We speak wholeness over that whole Perez family. We speak healing for Ismael. We speak healing, whole healing for Lupe. God, we just thank you, God, because we see, we know, we hear that you are moving and you're working in their lives and you're healing. And I believe that that healing in Gina's shoulder is just going to just actually just pour more over onto Lupe. Lord, I just pray that, Gina, I just feel really strongly with the hand that is for the shoulder that got healed. You need to take that hand over and lay it on your mother, onto her, and pray for her. Pray for the healing that she needs. I believe that, that you guys, that's how we do it. We God blesses us with something that we bless others with it. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, I believe that we are done for the day. So let me just pray. And no, I'm not praying for the Seahawks.
Can I say something real quick?
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I don't want them to win, because I do. But I feel like we need to just thank God for what he's
doing. Gigi, can I say something real quick before you pray?
Oh, please do, yeah.
I just want to point out, every Sunday we do pre-service prayer. And I just want to highlight this to Pastor, that these are the services we pray for. Like, these are the services we pray for. We don't plan these. We don't say, hey, we're just going to worship the whole time. Like, my fingers are tired. Like, I want to be done worshiping. So these aren't moments where we conjure up. Holy Spirit, rest on this house.
Yes.
And I just want us to, as a house, I want us to come into agreement that we would say yes to what Holy Spirit wants to do.
Yes.
Because regardless of the planning that Pastor has for a sermon or the set I have or whatever, we ultimately want Holy Spirit to invade this place. Amen.
Yes.
These
Amen.
Are the services that we ask God for. Is it always going to be just like this? Maybe not. But nonetheless, we are asking Holy Spirit to rest on what he wants to do in this house.
Yes.
Amen. Yeah. So God, we just thank you so much for who you are. We thank you, God, for your glory in this place. We thank you, God, that you have something fresh, Lord, and anew, Lord, for One Life Family Worship, God. And I thank you, Lord, for every family represented here, God. I thank you, Lord, for every family, Lord, that isn't here today, God. I pray, Lord, that you would just bless these houses, God. I thank you, God, that you are raising up, Lord, people, Lord, in this house, Lord, to be prayer warriors, God, to be worshipers, God. I thank you, Father, for your anointing in this place, God. And I just speak right now, Lord, that your Holy Spirit, Lord, that Holy Spirit would reign in this house, not just for one Sunday, not just for two Sundays, God, but we dedicate this place to you, God. Lord, this is holy ground. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Lord, regardless of what we have planned, that you are in charge, God. And we thank you, Jesus, for the men and women that come into this place, God, the men and women that sit in these seats, God. We thank you, Jesus, that you are blessing them, Lord, that you are healing them, God, that you are doing something new in their lives, God. We pray blessings, Lord, over these families. We pray blessings over their finances, over their health, God. We release miracles, signs, and wonders, God, over these families, God. Even when they leave this place, God, Lord, we will continue to see and hear testimony of signs and wonders taking place, God. Lord, of eyes being open, Lord, of deaf ears being open, God, of the lame walking, Lord, of the dead being raised, God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for children who don't know you. We thank you, Lord, that you have them. Lord, right now, we pray blessings, Lord, over your children who have not said yes to you, God. And we thank you, Lord, that in 2026 they're going to come to know you, God. We thank you, Lord, for the youth of this generation, God, that you have a plan and a purpose, and that you're moving mightily, Lord, in Generation Z and Gen Alpha. We thank you so much, God, that you are the Alpha and Omega. We thank you, Lord, that you are the one on the throne. And we just pray blessings, Lord, after we leave this place. And Lord, as we go into our homes, as we go into lunches, Lord, that, Lord, you would bless us. And I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Everyone said, amen.